gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, DTF.
Did you just
his name is not Gypsy Rose.
Did you just hit your head on the mic?
I did. It's been a long day. Long day, long weekend.
Yeah, but did you get up and go to the gym this morning, Jabroni?
I'm better than I was yesterday.
Because even on my days off, it's still not a day off. I got to the gym today.
I've been trying to go to the gym more this year. Hasn't happened a ton, but I'm at least trying to make it more regular than it was before.
Over under times gone on one hand or more?
More.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been trying to go at minimum twice a week just to get some kind of routine in. I don't know. My schedule's been all kind of wonky so far this year.
My buddy and I go at lunch 3 times a week. And then I go to my stepdad's gym twice a week. So I basically go 5 times a week, more like more 5 than any more than that, because the days I work from home, I stay home and get stuff done around the house on my lunch break. But on Saturdays and Sundays, I'll go to the home gym.
Is that where you do legs?
Yes. That's where I do my cardio. But at Planet Fitness, I do all my upper body. But once golf season runs around the corner, I got to slow down on, like, the actual upper body, so I don't screw my swing up.
Yeah. What would you do? Just switch to more reps over weight?
I would actually probably do more weight, less reps.
More weight, less reps?
Yeah, because the more muscle, or the more like muscles, well, the way I look at it is the lighter the reps, the lighter the weight, the more reps I do, the more sore I get. But I feel like if I'm doing like I'm PR every week of like 2 or 3 reps or even 1 rep, I mean, I feel like I'm not going to get as sore from that. But
okay, we'll that makes sense.
We'll see. It's more about, for me right now, it's more about cutting body fat than it is gaining like muscle. So I'm just working more on like incline, like speed walking and getting my upper body back to where I was feeling comfortable and working on, you know, my abs again. So just getting back into the routine of that as well. But it was funny how many people fell off from January 1st already at the gym. I mean, it was like a jungle there. And now I feel like it's dead when I go at my lunch.
Yeah, January, it's always rough. Always rough. It makes you want to put a gym inside your house, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is my eventual goal, to get another gym in my house. I would just get my parents' equipment, but I don't feel like lugging it over. That in my place right now, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a good amount of news, more rumors than news, this week. But before we get into that, Dylan, I know you watched this on Peacock, the TED series.
Yeah, it was awesome.
See, I liked it, but I don't know why I hated Johnny's character.
Oh, really?
I did not like him.
See, I hated his dad. His dad was so annoying.
Yeah, the mom was annoying, but the mom was funny at least.
Well, she was a funny annoying, because like I hated her voice, Maddie, but like her jokes are always funny, and like just she didn't mean to joke, but she was so innocent, and that's what made her funny. Blair, the cousin, she was actually from? Oh shoot, I just looked this up the other day. What did I remember her from? Shoot, shoot, shoot. It's an economy. What is it? Blair. I just watched something with her in it. It was. Oh. Duh. She was in Punisher.
Wait,
She's...
what?
Yeah, she was in The Punisher, season two.
Really?
She was the girl. The girl that he saved.
Nah, really?
Yeah. She was also in the
Surprised, I love
Scream.
that show.
Yeah, me too. She was in the Scream series on MTV and 13 Reasons Why.
I
So I
was
knew.
jokingly gonna say 13 Reasons Why, too.
Yeah, she was from that. But I don't remember what her part was. I did some little research though in the Ted series because, funny enough, as much as I hated Maddie, John's dad, did you know that that was the voice of the son from American Dad?
Yes.
Yeah, he played Steve Smith.
We're not talking about the wide receiver.
No. But Seth MacFarlane kills it again. I grew up a Family Guy kid, so a lot of the jokes were actually reused from Family Guy and cutaways and stuff. So like I was extra laughing because I just kept thinking about how this was basically just a live action Family Guy.
I mean, it basically was. Overall, I enjoyed it. I wish it was a little bit longer than seven episodes, but
Me too. But that, I think that's enough to get them to have a season two because people are asking for more. Like they just gave you enough.
yeah, I thought it was a really good, I guess you could call it a pilot season, for Ted. Looking forward to season two whenever that comes out. Also, speaking of season twos, did you see we got our first look at Squid Game season two?
Yeah, coming out later this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Me and Caitlin actually, I finally got her to watch that recently. And she actually ended up liking it a lot more than she thought she would. And I was the same way. I wanted to turn it off during the first episode, and I got talked into sticking it out. And I kid you not, what sold me was the first person that got shot in that series. I was like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
I think what sold me was when the main character was playing that game in the subway. I was like, the other guy made it look so easy, but they're going to take advantage of these desperate people. So I was really intrigued to see how this was going to go. I had a feeling he was going to win. Spoiler alert, if you have not seen Squid Game yet, the main character does win, shocker. But now. All this just feels like it's gonna be like a John Wick type thing where he's gonna like try to do them for doing him wrong, which he ended up winning. So I don't get what he's really pissed about other than them continuing to do this, but and killing people. So I get it. But now I feel like he's just gonna become some like ninja and like gain all these like fighting skills and like efficiency with guns or something. And he's gonna go in there and just like tear the whole place down and. It might get far-fetched, but it'll be fun to watch. So I'm very excited. I'm glad we watched it just recently. We watched it this fall for the first time. So it's going to be very fresh, especially after just watching the Squid Game reality show. Did you watch that?
I didn't finish it. I kind of just had it on as background. It seemed good.
It was really good. And it got really competitive. Like people really got into it as if they were the real characters.
Yeah,
It was fun.
I like the storylines behind it too. Like there was a, I remember from watching it, there was a son and mom, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought
Yeah,
that.
and they had to play they had to play marbles against each other.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
Or wait. Did they? I know that it came down to oh no. So they played it off where it was like pick somebody you want to have a picnic with. And I was like, never pick somebody you like, because no matter what happens, you're probably going to have to turn on this person. Well, the mother and son picked to eat at the picnic together, and at the bottom of their picnic basket was the bag of marbles. So that's where it came into play. So then they had to play the marbles. So it was like, oh, great picnic. And then at the bottom of the basket, everybody picks up their marbles and they're like, no.
Damn.
But it was good because then it really felt legit because people were like pleading their case of why they needed the money. And it was like, there's only one way to truly find out who deserves to get this, and they played the game of marbles. And but some people had some really cool games, like they made it like they shot it into a hole, like, whoever got the most in the hole, like a basketball. Or
Oh, they did it that way. I was gonna say, I know in the show, they did where they dug the little hole, and you had to throw the marble in the hole, and you got whatever was on the ground.
Oh yeah, there was that too. So there was a bunch of games, but I enjoyed the reality show. I hope they do a season two of that as well.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. And then one other project that's coming out soon. Madam Web.
I'm going the Tuesday after it comes out. So if you want to join, Matt and I are going to Crocker the Tuesday on the 20th after it comes out, because there's no rush to see it. But I guess it's like half off on Tuesdays. I never knew that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go Tuesday night to save money on what we hope is not a horrible film.
Oh, I don't think it will be a horrible film. I'll it'll be worth the money for me. If you know, you know.
Did you watch The Hot Ones?
Oh
Did
yeah.
you? Yeah,
Oh
I
yeah.
did too. I've never watched a single Hot Ones until now.
Oh, see, I actually like watching those.
Never. I mean, there's been a lot of great guests. Never watched a single one though, because I didn't get the hype for it. I'm like, they're just trying hot sauce, and it's the same hot sauce every time, I feel like. But this one I was really interested in.
Yeah, no, apparently they actually try like different sauces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Post Malone was on it and he was damn near in tears. Shaq was in tears. And apparently you can buy the sauce, which I mean that's excellent marketing right there.
Yes, if you actually, I mean, they probably sell it in multiple stores, but when I was in Target last month, it was before, it was when all the Valentine's Day stuff was out. They had like a Valentine's Hot Ones collection, so like they have them out at the stores anywhere you go. I don't think I'd personally want to do it. Like, I don't think I could handle it, but
I would if a group of my friends wanted to do it, like as like
okay, where it's
friendship.
not just
I would do
you.
it. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it just myself.
That'd be cool. I could see that. Or
Maybe
I
we could do that
saw.
as a video in the future. We'll make a bunch of wings and
Oh God. Bob Does Sports did that for a golf video. They did something along the lines of like, I think, I don't know if it was loser of the hole had to eat the hot sauce or spin the wheel. I don't know. But they did a Hot Ones challenge on golf. So that was cool.
yeah, no, that's super dope. And me, I don't really like really hot stuff. I'll tell the story about I was a dumb high schooler for doing this, especially since I had big track workout this day. Someone offered me $40 to eat a ghost pepper and give a Spanish presentation 10 minutes later. Worst decision of my life. That I did not think it could possibly be that hot. And then they said, oh, here's some milk. That made it worse.
Well, what happened?
Oh, I tried giving my presentation. I had to go. I'm literally damn near in tears. My eyes are red. I basically look like I'm fried and I'm like crying damn near. And I'm trying to have to give this whole presentation when I already struggled with Spanish in the first place. I'm having to try to give this whole presentation in Spanish and not like just start coughing and like hold myself together. I just looked at my teacher. I'm like, can I give my presentation tomorrow or like after school today? But my mouth was burning and I like broke out in hives and everything. But it made it worse because one of the like the little like seeds or some part of the ghost pepper got stuck in between my teeth. So my gums were just burning.
Wow.
Have you ever had a ghost pepper before?
I've had ghost pepper cheese, but not straight from the tit.
Oh yeah, no, it was just a straight up ghost pepper. And you know I'm a picky eater, so someone offered me $40. I was like, that sounds like easy money. It can't last that long. I didn't know it was gonna last damn near the rest of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, my mouth was burning during a track workout. I ended up throwing up. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One of the only times I ever threw up in a track workout.
I don't do well with hot stuff. We can peppers every summer, and the peppers aren't that hot, but I had just a semi-hot, or maybe I did do the hot one, but we were advised not to touch our face or our eyes. I accidentally touched my eye. My eye was like this for like 30 minutes.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all.
I literally
I was like
couldn't.
grabbing my face like this right after, and I think that's why I broke out in hives because my whole face just felt like it was on fire. Yeah, that was horrible. I remember just I went to my coach's office after Spanish class and I just started making myself like blue Gatorade. I thought that was gonna help somehow. Yeah, no, sugar is not a good mix with that.
So we'll do the hot ones challenge sometime.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. I'm
Luckily,
eating great
it's
nachos.
concentrated in sauce and it's not straight from the tit.
Yeah.
So we might be all right. You know who we could convince to do that is Jason. I bet you he would do it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out to the lad for moving to Columbus.
Yeah, the lad left Gray Bar, Cleveland. He's going to Gray Bar, Columbus.
Yeah, it's what, beginning of next month, I think.
Yeah, did he tell you directly?
Yeah, I texted him recently about it.
Yeah, he's very excited about it.
Oh yeah, I bet. That's awesome. The lad's growing up. He's so big. He's gonna have to find a new casino down there though.
There's no casinos.
I mean, I bet there's one, but
Yeah.
the Jack.
I think he said there is one because he said something about how he's going to be there every week and building his player points or something. So I don't know if it's a Caesars or not, but
I thought you were about to say building his empire.
oh, well, he might secretly be building an empire. Have you seen those videos online that are on TikTok where it's like rent was due tomorrow, but I only had this much left and I was fucked and I didn't know what to do, so I said fuck it, we ball, and he gambled it. Did you see the video?
No.
The guy was like, let's just say his rent was, I don't know, 1100. He only had 900, so he was like 200 short, and he's like, we gotta get this money, you know, what am I gonna do? So he gambled like 450 of it to try to double. And then he lost it all. So then he had like 450 left. And he was able to lose 200 of that. So he had like 200 or 250. And he goes, my rent is due tomorrow or in 2 days. I need $1,100 and all I have is $200 right now. And somehow he ended up finessing it and getting like 1400. So then he was able to pay his rent and he had money left over. But
Wow.
oh, that's like something Jason would do. Rent's due tomorrow. Fuck it. I'm gonna go to the casino. Get a grando, not a sando.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan, are you ready to get into some sports now?
I guess.
Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and start off with the final NFL head coaching hirings. First, the Washington Commanders stole a team rival and hired Dan Quinn as their new head coach. And then the Seattle Seahawks hire the Ravens' former defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, as the head coach. So we finished all these head coaching hirings with no Mike Vrabel or no Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I'm really thrown off by the Mike Vrabel one.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel, I don't understand. Belichick, I kind of get, kind of don't get. I'm like, I don't know. I thought he was a sure lock in Atlanta, but
Yeah.
not.
Somebody said bar rescue, but with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, and they go around the country fixing football programs. Be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I know a name that was thrown out there a lot, of course, was Ben Johnson of the Detroit Lions. He's going to be staying in Detroit. Apparently, he was asking for an astronomical salary.
Wasn't it like $40 million or something?
I think so. It was something
Yeah.
ridiculous that no one was not paying.
Mm
I'm like, you know, the way I look at it, it's not like he had the number one offense in football.
No, not by any means.
Yeah.
And they made a lot of mistakes when it mattered most. So I know you can say that was probably our boy Dan Campbell, but at the end of the day, he's still the one writing the plays up.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the Steelers did hire Arthur Smith as their offensive coordinator.
That was
Arthur.
the best hire they could have made.
Yeah, their
Thank
pass
you,
game's still gonna
Steelers.
suck.
Thank you, Steelers.
Yeah, they might have one hell of a rush game, but they're not gonna be able to throw the ball to save their lives.
Well, they're also not going to utilize their weapons like they should.
So Kenny Pickett probably that hire just saved him a little bit because they don't need him to do a whole lot. So yeah, I'm happy about that as a Browns fan.
Me too.
Let's see. Chargers finally hire a new GM, Joe Hortz, I think is his name. He was the former Baltimore Ravens director of player personnel. So interesting what he's gonna do there with their cap hell because they're in purgatory right now.
Yeah.
Also, apparently after Jim Harbaugh got the Chargers job, apparently now Saquon Barkley is favorited to be heading over to the Chargers now, I guess. I don't know
Oh.
how they're gonna make that work, but because
Makes
I don't quite
sense.
remember how Barkley's contract's constructed. I don't remember if it was only a year or what it was.
Yeah, we had to look that up, but I'm really pulling for Blake Corum to sign to the Chargers to get drafted.
I mean, I don't think that's crazy. I think that's definitely possible, especially with Harbaugh being there. And Harbaugh's now trying to say that JJ McCarthy should be the number one quarterback taken in the draft. And no.
Told you he might go after McCarthy in the
I think he's on crack.
draft. He might go after him and Blake. I mean, or even what's his name? The wide receiver, Roman something,
Roman
Roman
Wilson.
Wilson. He
Yeah,
might go
I
after
wouldn't be
all three of
surprised
his
if you went.
guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if he went for him.
He could go for all three of his guys. Just rebuild. It's like the Philadelphia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
It'll be the Los Angeles Wolverines.
I definitely think one of those receivers in that current receiving room are gone next year, though.
It's gonna be Mike Williams or Keenan Allen, but I think Mike Williams goes.
Yeah, they're gonna keep Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
No way they let Keenan Allen go.
Yeah, he'll be like that Larry Fitzgerald like late years role. Where you're kind of bringing in the Marquise Browns, whatever else the chart or the Cardinals had, but hopefully Quentin Johnson does something. Otherwise, he's a bust.
Yeah, he's looking
Already
pretty.
showing signs of being a bust, but
Yeah, he's looking pretty bad right now. Oh, this is something that I wanted to talk about. Did you see about the Jacksonville Jaguars asking FanDuel to return $20 million in stolen proceeds?
yeah, was that from that employee that worked there?
Yep, I wish I remembered his name. We spoke on it on the podcast a few months back when it
Yeah.
happened. But FanDuel is denying the Jacksonville Jaguars to return their money. Jacksonville's kind of sounding like that one guy at the casino that's just begging for his money that just put his house on a hand of blackjack.
Yep.
Which, yeah, don't get me wrong, if I had $20 million stolen, I would absolutely want that back. But that's a big sorry. All right, let's go ahead and get into let's get into some other news that happened. So shortly after that Chiefs game, Kadarius Toney went on IG Live again, of course, and claimed that the Chiefs were lying about his injuries. Do we expect him to be back in a Chiefs uniform ever again?
I don't think so, but it's kind of wild that he's even acting like this because he's going to get a Super Bowl ring if they win. So kind of weird for him to be acting like this from a team that's going to give him a ring
Yeah.
for basically doing nothing.
Yeah.
He just showed up and, all his partners worked on the class project, but he just wrote his name on the paper.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right. I think he's basically running out of his options. I thought when he first came in the league and had those awesome couple of games, he showed that he had a lot of talent, but he also showed that he's not all there in the head either.
CTE ESPN.
Yes. Antonio Brown has just gone back to being crazy on Twitter. I
Yep, I
think he
love
just gets crazier and crazier each day.
I love it. He wakes up and says, "What can I do today
Yeah.
to be crazier than yesterday?"
Basically. Going over to NBA quickly. Apparently LeBron James is now partnered with DraftKings and will be giving his NFL picks next season. The
My new
DraftKings.
DraftKings hat, yeah. My new gambling hat. I wear this when it's time to make the big gamble.
There you go. Do you put anything tonight?
No.
No.
I am on a cold streak again. I had my win streak, and then it's like I switched back to basketball and everything just goes to shit.
I got a live bet basketball. That's my favorite. Because you at least get a feel on what's going to happen in the game or how players are going to be playing.
Right.
So I don't know. I've done good so far live betting. That's been my best bet. But I don't know how I feel about LeBron giving his NFL picks.
Le Gamble.
When I saw this news break, all I could think of is the Tight End U video or Tight Ends Day.
Oh, yeah.
He's literally just trying to think of different tight ends. He could name Travis Kelce, what did he name? Kittle, and then just started drawing a blank. Yeah. So, not sure how I think about NFL picks, but I mean, he can't give NBA picks. For all we know, at least. Also, speaking of the NBA, former NBA All-Star and one of my least favorite players of all time, Rajon Rondo, was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of unlawful possession of a firearm, paraphernalia, and marijuana in Indiana. What the hell is he doing in Indiana?
I don't know, but he was one of my favorite basketball players.
I always thought he was so overrated. He, don't get me wrong, he's nice. He's nice.
What do you mean? He was a triple double machine for a point guard, and at the time, point guards were small and skinny. He was just a
I
machine.
don't know, just something about him just always pissed me off. That and I he was like he's like one of the reasons I hate the Celtics.
See, I didn't like the Celtics because of Paul Pierce.
Well, I don't like him either.
I did like Ray Allen, and I did like Rajon Rondo a lot.
Okay.
Somewhere in my boxes, I actually have a Rondo bobblehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of gained a little bit of a soft spot for him when he came to Cleveland.
Yeah,
Maybe because he played on the Lakers,
what's
but
up with the tweets of him in his Cavs jersey when they said he's been arrested? It was,
yeah, I don't
don't
know.
put that on Cleveland.
I don't know if that had to be with because that was the most recent team he was on, or
That'd be like if Shaq got arrested and they put Shaq in a Cleveland uniform.
Celtics uniform.
Yeah. Like, no, buddy, he's a Laker. Or, he's a Magic. He's a magician.
They put him in the Phoenix Suns uniform.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like Rondo played with us for like a year, maybe two, at the end of his career. Don't put that on us.
Yeah, I was gonna say he played with us for like half a season.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
You look back, and we had some crazy people on our team for like that 3 year stretch of like Derrick Rose, Rajon Rondo, Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne
Dwayne
Wade.
Wade, yeah.
Like, we had some
Darren
crazy.
Williams.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And Darren Williams. I remember I was super excited about that one.
Yeah.
Didn't really do a whole lot for us, but
Yeah, we somehow always find these old guys. I mean, a lot of it was drawn by LeBron because LeBron wanted his buddies. But I was just talking about this with Matt the other day. I said how I don't think I will ever quite, unless it happens in the future, I don't think I've ever felt or never will feel again the way I felt about that 2015-2016 Cavaliers basketball team. Like, I know I am more of a football fan than anything. But there's something about that 2016 Cavs team that I just there's a spot in my heart for them forever.
well, it was just the most Cleveland, like, I don't know. It was like the best representation of Cleveland without losing.
Yeah. It was just
The grit.
it was a dream. It was a dream to be outside of the stadium. Where there was a watch party inside, but outside we were in the fucking streets and the confetti was falling and the city was just alive. It felt like we had never been so alive. Seeing the block, seeing the three-pointer, the defense by Kevin Love, it's over. Cleveland's the city of champions again. And oh, just get chills every time I think about it. Just one
Oh
of the
yeah.
best moments of my life.
Oh yeah, easily. I remember we were planning on going to the parade right after it happened. It's we got to figure out what day the parade is, and we're gonna be there bright and early in the morning.
Right.
I remember getting there at, I want to say it was 5 o'clock in the morning, all the way from Jefferson. We took a bus out there, from East Lake, and I remember just standing in one spot. From 5 a.m. till I don't even know what time. But that was just awesome. That was one of my favorite moments ever in Cleveland sports history, was attending that parade and just how many people showed up for that.
Oh yeah.
Did you get to go to that?
No, I had to work. It was dumb because I took off the night of the watch party to go, but my boss made a deal with me that I could either take off for game seven or take off for the parade if we won. And I was like, not really expecting us to win, but I was like, I want to go out downtown for this watch party. And then I'm like, holy shit, we won. And then I'm like, fuck, now I can't go to the watch or I can't go to the parade. So my boss went and she kept sending me pictures of everybody and I'm just like jealous, but I was like, I was there for the moment. Like a
Yeah.
parade's one thing, but like the moment where everybody in the city was just hugging and high-fiving, and I mean it was awesome.
Yeah. I was lucky enough. I actually went with my boss.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, I had known my boss at the time because he was one of my friend's dads. So I went with him and my dad and then my friend and his little brother. That was just so awesome.
One of the best memories.
Oh yeah. I remember seeing people climb the buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts. We had people hanging out in trees. My one buddy climbed up in a tree and we would take turns so we could just sit down on the branch.
That's fun.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Man. What a time. What a time. Anyways, back to other sports news. The 76ers got fined for Joel Embiid violating league injury report rules. We now found out that he has a torn meniscus, but
Oh,
apparently they weren't reporting him because of the new
the MVP rule.
65, yeah, the 65 game rule or
Damn.
which is fucked, but I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like you should probably play 65 games at least if you're gonna win that kind of award, but I don't think it should be like an actual like no, you need to play 65 games.
Yeah. But he, I mean, you should definitely be playing more than half.
Oh
So
yeah.
if there's 82 games in a season, I mean, you should at least be playing 41 games.
Right.
I think that should be the minimum. Because what if you had a really hot start to the year, or let's just say you had a cold start, but then you finished hot for the last 40 games. I don't know. I mean, like, what if that was enough to be the MVP? But overall, they want to look at, who's the best teammate, whatever. I mean, Joel Embiid had a good case, but
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, in general, I'm not a fan of the load management. I wouldn't even mind if they took away some games to avoid load management because it you got to think of like all these fans that are spending their money to go watch their or this one player come to town. Like I'm trying to think of an example of one that I got really mad at. Oh, Devin Booker. I remember I went to go see Devin Booker play in Cleveland for the first time, and they decided to just rest him because they were on like a back-to-back night from Brooklyn, I believe.
Yeah.
I remember just being so pissed off. This was when I still lived in Jefferson too, so I was in high school, not making a ton of money. Got my cousin from New York to come up and go to a game with me and it's just nothing. Because LeBron didn't play either. And
BS.
this was the 2018 team, so not very good. But somehow made it to the finals.
On his back.
Yeah. Yeah. So not a big fan of load management here. And then I think this one's really cool. Did you see that Jason Kelce is supposedly looking into buying the rights to Backyard Sports, the video game
Yes.
series, to revive the game series?
Yeah, and he wants to make it an iPhone game too.
I think that this would be absolutely amazing and it needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree. That was one of my favorite games growing up.
Yeah, no, that game was awesome. I did have a couple of rumors I wanted to talk about. One being or one dealing with us here in Cleveland. Apparently T. Higgins has been following a bunch of the Browns players.
Yeah, something going on with T. Higgins.
Yeah, what's going on with T. Higgins? What's going on in Cleveland? And T. Higgins actually posted on his story. It was a picture of like the like eyes emoji and then the dog emoji next to like a rumor about him coming to Cleveland. And I'm not gonna lie, it got me a little excited. I just hope we don't overpay him.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because we have a lot of other people that we need to keep on the team. Like, I think we should keep Za'Darius Smith on the team. I don't see why we let him
Did
go.
he go to Clemson?
Who?
T. Higgins.
Yes.
There's another Clemson boy for Deshaun.
Yeah, he actually played on the Clemson team that Joe Burrow beat in the national championship.
Wow. Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, because Ja'Marr Chase too.
Yep.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I guess I never caught on to that.
Let's see what's next. Was it? Wait, hold on. Now I'm trying to remember if it was Clemson that they beat in the championship. Because I thought it was Trevor Lawrence. Does that sound right? I feel like that has to be right. I thought it was LSU versus Clemson.
LSU 42, Clemson 25.
Okay, yeah.
And box score, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, Justin Ross. On LSU, you got Joe Burrow, CEH, Jamar, Justin Jefferson.
Randy Moss's son.
Yep, Thaddeus Moss.
Yep.
Which, where is he at?
He was on the Bengals practice squad, but I think I don't know where he's playing now. I don't know if he's on a practice squad still.
He right now he's a free agent.
Go play with Dustin Crum.
Yeah, he's not done a single thing since college.
Yeah, no. He's gotten in a couple like preseason games. Because I think he was drafted, or he was either drafted or picked up by, I think they were still the Redskins at the time.
The football team.
Were
He
they the
signed as
football
an
team?
undrafted free agent with the football team, but did not play with them due to an injury and was released. But he was a USFL champion with the Birmingham Stallions last year.
Okay.
So he did play in the USFL.
Okay. Nice. Shout out Thad Moss.
Yeah. The most random segment on Hold My Bev to date.
Yeah, whole segment on Thad Moss. We'll go ahead and switch off of that topic. And going to the rumor of AJ Brown potentially being on the trading block.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, did you see the interview that he had with Sports Illustrated
No.
about that there had been rumors about AJ Brown wanting out of Philadelphia and what he thought his future held in front of him? Basically, he ignored the comments without saying yes or no whether he wanted out, which he was very sus about it, so it sounded like he doesn't mind being out. I think AJ Brown might be the new 2-year rental guy, the new TO.
Yeah, he could
You
be.
keep him for 2 years and you just get rid of him.
See what you can get out of him.
Yeah.
He was definitely like one of the top receivers, so like you can't doubt that, but I don't know. I don't like divas.
Yeah, I don't either. You can only put up with it for so long and so much
Right.
before it starts ruining the whole team.
Exactly.
And then last, and I think this one is very fitting, especially with the Super Bowl coming up. Apparently, the 49ers are considering benching Chase Young for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Doubt it happens, but Supposedly, it's for his habit of taking plays off and consider him to be a liability on the field. Crazy.
Yeah, I've been kind of over Chase Young's bullshit for a while now. I think it's hilarious that people thought he was the better trade than Montez Sweat. I think Montez Sweat was the better in the end to take. Obviously, I love my Buckeyes. I thought it'd be great to see him and Nick Bosa on the field together, but I'm not that scared of his side of the line like I am Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I think ever since his rookie year, he just fell off a cliff. I think his injury problems caught up to him, and he's not Chase Young anymore. He's not the Predator.
No. God, he was so good though in college.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I at one point thought that he might be better than the Bosas. I thought he was at least on that level. God, that was such a good time of Ohio State football, having both the Bosas,
Oh,
Chase
yeah.
Young. Oh.
Yep, I can get emotional about my Buckeyes teams too.
Yeah. That 2015 year, man, we're really good just going back in time in this episode. It's the good old times.
When you have nothing to talk about,
Yeah, when you got nothing to talk
talk
about,
about life.
you just look back on the good old days.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 2015 year was crazy. Other than that, next episode we are going to be going over the 2024 NFL Hold My Bev Awards, where we will be giving out the awards on the show. Still deciding whether we're going to dress up for this or what we're going to do.
I think we should dress up.
Okay, I like it. We're gonna dress up.
It's Super Bowl week.
It is Super Bowl week. It's time to get serious. Dylan, do we want to go over the nominees? Or do we want to just save it all? I kind of almost would rather just save it all.
Let's just save it.
Yeah, fuck it. We're saving it all. This is all gonna be a surprise.
But we do
We'll
have
have a
to.
breakdown before we give up like
Yeah.
awards out.
Yeah, the first half of the show for the Super Bowl preview will be the nominees, and then the second half or the ending of the show will be the picks.
Yes.
We're gonna make you listen to the whole episode.
Yes. And this will be as serious as the Dundies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Should we go to Chili's?
Yes.
Just don't be stealing drinks off the tables.
Yes.
But other than that, Dylan, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this episode?
Not that I could think of, except making sure that you always gamble responsibly. Look, our lad is leaving us. He'll obviously still be a guest on the show, but I won't get to see him every day at work. It's going to make me sad. But you got to learn to let your kids go and watch them fly out of the nest. So this is it. I'm hoping that he doesn't fall flat on his face when I push him out of the nest. Call 100 Gambler, guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week when it is time for the Super Bowl preview.
Take it easy, guys.